Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me in.
Hey, look, the Daffodil Day, it's coming up again this coming Friday, and it's a chance to show our flower power.
Absolutely. So there's plenty of places across the northwest coast to show your flower power and show some support for those in the northwest that are impacted by cancer.
And in a pandemic, unfortunately, cancer doesn't discriminate. It's all about fundraising.
Absolutely. So fundraising through Daffodil Day contributes a lot to cancer research here in Tasmania. That includes some clinical trials, actually, at the Royal Hobart and the Launceston General Hospital.
And there's ways we can help out. We can do a bit of fundraising, can't we? And just wearing a splash of yellow.
Yeah, wear a splash of yellow. Donations can be done online or any of our fundraising stalls across the northwest coast. You can buy some fresh daffodils or a pin, pens, magnets, keychains, and lots of fantastic locally made craft as part of the 3000 Daffodil Project.
Get the schools involved this year too, Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a few schools actually. So Yola High School are getting involved at the Somerset stall, and we've got Smithton High School also running the stall up in Smithton. So that's incredible to have such wonderful, helpful young people on board.
Doing it for a great cause and helping out with the wonderful work of you and the team at Cancer Council of Tasmania. Great website, daffodilday.com.au, also Cancer Council of Tasmania website as well. And not only that, Sarah, but I must also thank you for your help with our Coins for Kids again this year.
Oh, Coins for Kids was fantastic. It was a great month, July, and there was so much support across Northwest Coast. I cannot believe just how much support of generosity of the Northwest Tasmanian community is just incredible, overwhelming.
If we went through all the businesses that helped out Coins for Kids, we'll be here for 2.5 hours, I reckon. But just to give you a bit of a snapshot, I know the Beach Hotel in Burnie got behind and they donated from some of their meals $1 for Coins for Kids. And brace yourself, Sarah, they've donated close to $1,300 in total, Ben and the award-winning team at the Beach Hotel. So that just gives you a bit of an idea of the generosity here on the Northwest Coast. Emu Bay Lions Club donated $1,000 from their sausage sizzles as well.
Oh, it's incredible. And just how far that's going to help us to help young people on the Northwest Coast who are impacted by cancer, it's incredible. Just some of the wonderful ways that we can help young people with this support is just fantastic.
Out to the streets and collected all those tins. We've seen heaps of tins right across the Northwest Coast too. So a big thank you to those who have dug deep and also used their QR codes this year and helped out, because all the money goes into the bank account of Cancer Council of Tasmania. And Sarah, it's the big reveal. It's the big check to be handed over this morning.
Yeah, exactly. We're really excited. We have our CEO, Penny Egan, and our Director of Marketing and Fundraising, Erica Larkewin, coming up just for this special occasion. We're really, really excited and could not be more grateful for the generosity of our community.
Yeah, it's twofold. Thanks to the community for donating again in 2021 for Coins for Kids. Unfortunately, we didn't have it last year, but it's come back in a vengeance for this year, that's for sure. And the wonderful work of you and Penny and all the team, as you alluded to there, from Cancer Council of Tasmania. So from all of us here at 7BU, a big thank you. And also thank you for getting the Daffodil Day up and running again on Friday. So now we know what to do, don't we, on Friday, is wear that splash of yellow and help out.
Absolutely. There's at least 5 different places across Burnie that you can go to visit one of our wonderful stores run by 60-plus volunteers across the northwest coast to get that splash of yellow. But thanks so much again for your support, and we really appreciate it.
And Daffodil Day, it's on this coming Friday, and thanks for being a part of 7BU Breakfast once more.
Oh, thanks so much, Lee. Really appreciate you having us in.